What up, everybody? Welcome back to the Who's Number One podcast here in the Illuminati headquarters. A little different show here today. Supposed to have some special guests, but the show must go on. We got some good guests here for you guys anyway, of course. Calling in all the way from Brazil. We got Hollywood Mike on the call is here. What's up, Hollywood Mike?
What up? I was climbing a mountain with Majid all day. It was a hell of a time with Cassio Cardoso, red and black. But we're going to do some cool content this week with Majid. I think with Majid, I think we're going to visit some red belts, some red and black belts. We're going to go to a ghee factory. We're going to do some really cool stuff. Gordon, unfortunately, sick. I think we're going to probably push that to next week. But we got a lot to talk about. We're getting ready to announce the new Who's Number One event soon, and ADCC trials were just insane last week, and I can't wait to talk about it.
Heck yeah, plenty going on in the life of Hollywood Mike, but also calling in, of course, we got the five-time world champion, Mikey Musumeci, in the house. What's up, Mikey?
What's up?
How you up, doing, guys? Man? You got the show your old rash guard on? Getting done training?
Yeah, I just finished training, and I couldn't get home in time, so I'm doing this in my car.
He called in a rash guard last week, too. He's just wearing rash guards everywhere like John.
I'm trying to get like John Donahar.
Yep.
Sick. All right, well, let's jump in real quick. Mike, we got a couple announcements to kind of get out of the way. We got a big thing going on here in March coming up, right?
March 25th will be the next Who's Number One back in Dallas. We're announcing the main event Monday and all the matches next week. We will have tickets on sale next week. It's selling more tickets this time, selling VIP tickets. Also, the seminar this time, Thursday the 24th, that link will go out Monday as well. It's going to be Heath Pettigo and the Daisy Fresh guys. It's going to be a Daisy Fresh themed seminar. I think people will be really into it. But yeah, this card in March is going to be insane. I can't wait. And yeah, that's it.
Sick. Mikey, I know we haven't announced any matches yet, of course, but March 25th, who's number one? What do you think? That should be another good card probably, right?
Holy crap. I think this card's going to kill the last card. The last card was really exciting with like the Tubby match and those matches. But I think that this next card should be all exciting matches. So I'm excited to watch. And
better be,
like, I'm really excited to just watch that thing.
Better be all exciting matches.
Making the matches now. We're announcing them on Monday, so tune in for that. Make sure you guys are glued to the Flow Grappling social media channels and stuff like that. Going to be announcing some sick matches here next week. And then, of course, make sure you guys sign up for the Daisy Fresh seminar the day before, March 24th. Going to be killer. But okay, sick. So it's going to be a whole...
Spoiler alert.
Daisy Fresh... seminar that I promise you guys aren't going to want to miss. So let's get into some Brazil trials talk. Mikey, did you get a chance to watch the second Brazilian trials?
Yeah. Freaking Fabricio Andre looked insane.
Dude, that guy.
Holy crap. Human
that
highlight
guy
reel.
He's
stole the name from Ronaldo now.
No, I think he's taken the name human highlight reel from Ronaldo 100%. I was saying the same thing the other day. It's unreal how exciting that guy is. It's hard to believe. There was a lot of questions about his no-gi game going into this, right? He's obviously a gi world champ, tapped Jamil in the world finals this year. But he's just insane. Flying triangles, great wrestling, submissions from all over the place. It's Fabricio Andrea had 8 submissions through the 2 trials over the 2 weeks. It's pretty nuts.
You could see his progression from the week before to this week. You know, like you could see how much he improves just in a week span.
Yeah. Mikey, your division's getting pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah, I don't think it can get crazier at this point, you know. It's just all insane people. So if you win that bracket, like, you really are the best person, right? Like, it's all the best guys.
You got you got Fabricio Andre,
Diego,
Baby Shark, Colabate, Pato's going to probably be in there. Yeah, I imagine Pato's got to be one of the invites. Do we have any Fabricio Andre highlights that we can play while we talk about it?
Yeah, Mike, for people who don't know Fabricio Andre or aren't familiar with him, where this dude come from?
When I first found out about, I think we first started covering him when he was a blue belt and he was killing people at Worlds, and he's always been super exciting, but it's very common to see guys that are super exciting at the color belts, and when they get to the higher level, it slows down, they become, you know, sort of stalled out. But Fabricio's keeping the train rolling, man. He's just tapping people left and right, just firing up nonstop. Him and everybody from that Melky Gabal team, him and the Baby Shark and Mika, are just insanely good, insanely exciting. I think, I mean, they're the future of the sport, those guys right there.
What impressed What impressed you, Mikey, most about Fabricio Andre's run there?
Again, that he's brand new to like Nogi, you know, and like his progression from 1 week to the next, like he looks insane now, you know, like he has a game like Mika Golf all with his attacks, but then his passing is so insane, like he's just so well-rounded everywhere, you know. So he's just very impressive overall.
Heck yeah, heck yeah. Anybody else from 66, or was it pretty much Fabricio
Fabricio Andre show.
It was the
Andre
Fabricio Andre show. I mean, there was three good guys at that weight, or three elite guys at that weight going into Balneário Camboriú. Diogo qualified, Pato got injured, so Fabricio was the last man standing. He just murdered everybody in the division.
Yeah,
Yeah,
100%.
even his final there was like super quick. You know, every single one of his
The arm bar
matches.
he hit was almost the coolest thing ever, that flying arm bar he did. Oh my
Heck
God, if he would have landed
yeah,
that.
that flying triangle. We had that flying triangle where he put the guy to sleep. Is that one of the files that
But
we
even in
got?
his final, in the final, he did like this crazy flying arm bar and almost landed it. But the guy got out at like the last second. It would have been like the coolest sub of the whole ADCC trials if he would have landed it.
Watch this flying triangle. Oh no, this is a different. So
Is
this
this the
is the
oranges one?
this is the one we already watched. Yeah, I mean, what's really impressing me out of these guys out of Manaus is their wrestling, how good their wrestling is. They're using good technique. They're using duck unders, high crotches, slide bys. They got really good wrestling technique. I know they train wrestling, freestyle wrestling. But yeah, this isn't the clip that we're talking about. But I'm really thinking these guys, these Manaus, Melky Galvão guys, can do some damage in September.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, the
Oh yeah.
Brazilians aren't usually known for their wrestling, but is Melky putting like an extra emphasis? Is he bringing people in for that, for wrestling?
I'm pretty sure they train freestyle
They have a
sometimes. I
wrestling
think I've
coach.
yeah, they have a wrestling coach.
That's
They're
kind of
doing it
rare. I
right.
think they've been doing it like 3 years, 2 or 3 years. They've had like a wrestling coach in their program, so.
I mean, it definitely shows. You can see these guys hitting duck unders and hitting throw bys and stuff like that. Like, those aren't normal jiu-jitsu takedowns.
100%.
Let's jump into 77 kilograms. This was, of course, everybody's. You know, everybody had their finger on the pulse of 77. Majid was in there. Roberto was in there. Had a bunch of good guys. So, Mike,
Roberto.
why don't you give us a little recap of the 77 division? How it kind of panned out? Because this one kind of was crazy.
Majid went the People's Champion. Majid went 2-0 or 2-1, two submissions, lost by overtime 0-0. Looked great though. I had a submission out of bounds that was pretty sick. But Roberto, man, Roberto showed up looking healthy, looking as good as I've seen him in a while, just physically, mentally, and on the mat. Roberto ran through this division, and Roberto at 77 next year could be a problem. I mean, everybody's, you know, looks for that heel hook weakness. Brazil trials are not, you know, as many heel hook attempts as North America. But if he can get that down, if he can figure out the Rolo Tolo style sort of boloing out of leg entanglements, Roberto is going to be a problem. His wrestling looked great, getting to the back, finishing. Roberto, also part of the T-shirt gang, was competing in a T-shirt for part of it. But Mikey, what do you think about Roberto's a friend of yours. What did you think about Roberto at this tournament?
Man, I'm just so happy he's back and healthy and doing well, you know. He's so awesome, Roberto. Like, he's always been amazing. Like, now we're starting to see like him back like where he should be, you know. So I'm so happy he's competing again and performing. Like you said, just a heel hook thing. For sure he's been working on it, right? And ADCC, he's gonna give a lot of people problems.
Heck yeah,
His final is beautiful.
I totally agree, Mikey. Just so awesome to see Roberto out there, you know, looking like a badass. He came to, you know, came to light in the jiu-jitsu community as a young man, of course, blue belt. They called him Blue Shesha, you know. So he's been on the rise for such a long time. He's been in the jiu-jitsu spotlight for a very long time, you know. And I'm sure that takes a toll on anybody. And so, you know, he took some time away from the sport. It feels like took some time kind of away from social media and stuff like that. And just so happy to see him back out there killing it because he looked unstoppable out there. He looks sick.
Yeah, and he's so young. He can, you know, he's so young, so he's been doing jiu-jitsu his whole life. Sometimes we get burnt out, right? So that rebalance he has now, obviously it fired him up and he's on fire again.
He was really fired up. He did the little Shawn Michaels little thing off his back to the feet and then did a backflip afterwards. He was looking ripped out of his mind. The 77 division, is absolutely insane now. It's like Gary Tonin, Dante, Mika, Cade, Roberto, a few other people.
You could argue it's more stacked. You could argue that it's more stacked name-wise than the 99-plus division, right?
I'm more excited for 77. I'm more excited for 77 than any other division, just because how exciting everybody is.
Yeah. 77, you got JT, Taza, Cade Rotolo, Mika Galvao, Roberto Jimenez, Lachlan Giles, Davi Hamos, Lucas Lepre, Nicky Ryan, and Gary Tonin. Damn.
Nicky as well. This might sound crazy, but I think Lucas Lepre is the low seed out of all. No, probably he's over Lachlan. Probably Lachlan last, and Lucas Lepre second to last in that division, in my opinion.
Yeah, JT, there's literally going to be like 15 guys.
I don't think you can rank Lepre over Roberto or Mika or Cade right now. And he's a legend.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Second place at ACC like two or three times.
JT going to fight Cade in the second round. Division is going to be
Holy crap, because they're same team, right?
Yeah. And then, yeah.
Will Nicky and Gary fight second round too then? I know they're not the same team, but they were for so many years.
I mean, I can't answer that. That'd be Mo's question, but yeah. I don't think so. I mean, they're not teammates anymore. But, 77 at West Coast, Trials should be sick. Majid should be there. Wiltsy says he's going to do 77. Tackett. Yep. I mean, there's going to be some really, really big names in 77 in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be
the Trials
12.
On the West Coast are going to be insane.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be like 12 to 15 dudes in there who could like legitimately win that weight class. Literally every single one of those guys has an opportunity to win. And think about like a Mika Galvao, Roberto Jimenez match or something like that. We could see that. That'd be crazy. Yeah, Nicky
Gary
Ryan.
Gary Tonin versus anybody. Cade Rotolo versus anybody. Mika versus anybody. Like, it's just all exciting people in there so far.
Yeah, exactly. Crazy, yeah. And then looking forward to West Coast Trials, like you said, you got plenty more names to add in there, so that should be sick. Let's jump into 88. Mike, what happened in 88 down there in South America, down there in Brazil?
There's a guy, Rabinho, won it. Rabinho, he trains with Claudio Calasanz, and I don't know, kind of like Fight Sports too. He's like two teams, but he ended up winning that division. Murillo, of course, we're all pulling for Murillo. Everybody loves Murillo. He was extremely injured. He was competing with only one arm. It was kind of crazy. But congrats to Rabinho. Who won 99? Ciccone?
Yep.
I think that in the men's divisions, the names that are going to do damage at ADCC Worlds are Fabricio, Roberto, and then at 99+, Gutenberg Pereira.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yep. And then, 88 has guys like Craig Jones, Shanji Hibero, Josh Hinger, Ty Rotolo, and then Isaac Baez, of course, won the first trials. So that division's filling out, of course. And then, let's talk about Gutenberg, because Gutenberg went out there, man. It's been a while since I've heard or seen from Gutenberg, to be honest. I used to see him kind of every weekend, I feel like, at these jiu-jitsu tournaments. And so it's been a while. Where's Gutenberg been at?
He's been in Brazil, man. He moved back to Brazil. I'm not quite sure what the hell he's been doing. He beat Marigali, I think, at a BJJ Stars. But showed up, 99+ was not the deepest division at this tournament, and he ran right through it. I think he heel hooked three people, tapped one other guy with an arm triangle, submitted his way. I think back to back 99+ in South America. First, Roosevelt tapped his way through, and then Gutenberg tapped his way through with a lot of leg locks. So, very exciting additions to the 99+ division for ADCC right there.
Would you think of Gutenberg out there, Mike? Did you catch any of his matches?
Not really. I sometimes only watch little people, but he's a gi guy making their transition to no-gi also. I think in Ohio, he did a lot of wrestling, right? I think that's what we heard. So he has really good wrestling. So perfect for ADCC.
Any advice for these guys, Mikey? Of course, you're a gi guy who made the transition. So for these guys who are gi guys looking to make the transition, any advice?
Yeah, the only thing is, like, really pay attention to the heel hook stuff. Respect it and, like, have no ego with it. Like, do 1 month getting submitted by heel hooks in training. Like bite your ego, you know, just respect, like you don't understand it and learn it. And then you'll be the same as everyone else.
I think that's the main problem why we see so many guys who don't adjust and learn heel hooks or learn wrestling, because they don't want to admit they got to start from the bottom. Right. They don't want to become a white belt in leg and heel hooks. They don't want to become a white belt in wrestling. So they sort of bury their head in the sand and either, you know, get heel hooks or run away while passing. or we have these terrible. I mean, God damn it! Why are there still people having these shoving matches? Learn how to wrestle. Stop just clubbing each other and shoving each other. Look at these guys from Manaus, Fabricio, Mika, Diogo. These guys are actually learning how to wrestle, using real wrestling moves,
me too.
Not just smacking each other in the head. Yeah, Mikey. Look at Mikey Musumeci, the New Jersey wrestler. But I mean, I'm just super excited about ADCC. I can't wait for it's going to be so much bigger and grander, and the divisions are going to be deeper than the last time. It's going to be absolutely nuts. I can't wait. West Coast Trials. After West Coast Trials, these divisions are going to be nuts. Already are.
Heck yeah. And I remember correctly that Gutenberg wasn't even going to do these ADCC trials. He kind of got convinced like last minute. Is that true?
Said he got inspired by Mika and he trained 2 days and then showed up and tapped everybody.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I love
Gutenberg. A problem, man. If he's got,
yeah, for sure.
He has the leg lock stuff down. I mean, he's a big dude. He's athletic. He's got a big frame. He's got very good jiu-jitsu. He'll be a problem for a lot of people. Great passing.
Yeah, no, I remember him, you know, Nogi Worlds, I'm pretty sure. He won at Brown Belt. I remember him, like, breaking. I think it was Trator. Like, he, like, tore his foot off of his ankle with, like, a toe hold in the finals of 1 year at Nogi Worlds, I forget. So he's done this stuff.
When Gutenberg's on, everyone's screwed. Remember that BJJ Stars we watched, Michael? It was a BJJ Stars, I think.
Is that where he beat Nicholas in the first round of the tournament?
Yes. He was like insane. Like he was like fighting amazing in that tournament. He lost to Pergisa in the finals, but like he looked so good.
People don't know that Gutenberg is like on the color belts, purple and brown belt. It was like he was like Marigali's rival. I think he beat him a couple of times. And he was always fighting Marigali in the absolute division. Marigali kept going. Gutenberg sort of disappeared. But yeah, he's back, and it looks like he didn't miss a step. It looks like he's better than ever. So I'm really looking forward to Gutenberg being in this 99 plus division.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure 100%. That like. That 2018 Marigali brown belt run where Marigali just murdered like everybody. I'm pretty sure he lost one match and it was to Gutenberg.
At Euros.
Yeah, Euros. Yep.
So, Mikey, what's new with you out there in Vegas?
Nothing. Just training like normal. Doing way more Nogi again. Just getting ready for all the matches I have coming up and wrestling every day now for ADCC.
Who are you wrestling with?
I have one friend here in Vegas that I'm
Who's
just doing
coach?
The drills.
Is your coach Diego Pato?
Yeah, Diego's helping me with jersey wrestling. my coaches are in Daisy Fresh for wrestling, right? And I'm just drilling the stuff I learned. Pixley, Alejandro, all those guys, they're helping me. So I'm just doing the stuff I learned from there in wrestling while I'm in Vegas. Then I'll go back and learn more, get more rounds in. But just slowly building on it, you know. I have a few months, so I don't want to like change my game, but I want to add it in where it works, you know.
What do you think? Do you like training wrestling? Is it better than jiu-jitsu?
Honestly, it's funny because people complain about Barambolo like hurting your neck and stuff. Wrestling's 1,000 times more impact on your neck, like collar ties and freaking like snap downs. Holy shit, guys, it's rough, but it's helping me. It's making me tougher. So I really like it. And the conditioning from it's insane.
Yeah. Having to stand up all the time.
It's a way tougher cardio workout than jiu-jitsu. Once you get good at jiu-jitsu, jiu-jitsu is barely like a cardio workout.
Yeah.
Gi-jiu-jitsu, you don't even have to use any energy.
Yeah.
Gi-jiu-jitsu, zero energy.
Yeah. Absolutely. No gi is a little bit more, but gi-jiu-jitsu is like you can always rest when you need
to. Yeah, you just lay there on the ground.
Yeah.
The layers of toughness you get wrestling is the toughest thing possible. Like there's nothing tougher. Then there's freaking no gi jiu-jitsu, and then there's gi. And every time you're doing wrestling, it desensitizes you to the easier ones.
Yeah, I mean, that, I've had gi rounds where somebody like puts you in 50-50 lapel, and you do the entire round, and you feel like you didn't even exercise.
I feel like because I did no gi all last year, then I went back to gi, I felt like it was so much more chill. I just felt more comfortable, you know, like it felt so much like easier for me because of the toughness of Nogi, you know? So I feel like wrestling does that for Nogi, the same thing.
Yeah, you got to wrestle. You got to stand up after you get on the ground. In Gi Jiu-Jitsu, once you get on the ground, you just stay there. You don't have to get up.
You just make grips. You don't have to move. Like once you have grips, it's so chill.
Double lasso and chill.
Then it's just thinking. Then it's just pure thinking, which is, I think that's why like it's so much more chill for me. It's all body positioning and thinking and everyone's a lot of people think Nogi is easier than Gi. For me, Nogi is harder because you can't control people as easy. So it's all movement and scrambles.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And I think it takes a little bit sharper technique to control people in Nogi. Like to stick somebody in side control in the Gi is way easier than Nogi, or to, you know.
It just requires more strength. Nogi requires way more strength. Like
athleticism.
Bomba really helps a lot more in Nogi. I think that's what's fucking me up. No.
Need some Bomba.
But yeah, you should. You should consider taking steroids.
I'd be a perfect size 66 on steroids, to be honest.
Perfect. So yeah, Gutenberg joins that over 99 division, of course, with Gordon Ryan and Nick Rodriguez, Felipe Pena, Joao Gabriel Rocha just got an invite, and Roosevelt Souza, John Hansen. So that over 99 division is starting to fill out as well. Of course, Gordon, Nicky Rod, Felipe Pena in there. So really excited to see those guys basically against anybody. But we also had a couple women's champions punch their ticket to ADCC. And we have to talk about, of course. Yeah, we got to talk about the who's number one champion, Maissa Bastos, punching her ticket to ADCC. Undersized for the division, but she looked great.
Weighed in at 52 kilos. So it's like, I don't know. Almost 20 pounds or 8 pounds, 8 kilograms under, almost 20 pounds under the limit. Went there and dominated. I think to have 3 out of 4 girls. I mean, we'll see how she does in Vegas. She's going to have some big girls in that division who are also very good, like probably being Mosquita. But yeah, Maissa looked great. I mean, we knew going in she had the best jiu-jitsu in the division. But the question was her size, and it didn't seem to be a problem. She killed everyone, tapped the girl in the final.
Yeah, Mikey? She really dominated. Beautiful performance. Like her level, it was obviously the highest.
And you know she's undersized, so you happy to see an undersized girl go out there and use technique, yes. not the size.
100%. She's working around the girls being bigger than her, you know. So it's awesome to see.
Let me see. Connor's not here. Let me check the YouTube and see if people are giving questions in there.
Yup.
Sorry, I've been blacking. Sorry, guys. I'm exhausted. I went hiked up a mountain in Rio today and probably sweat out 20 pounds. All right, clicking on it right now.
Get in the YouTube chat.
Is Connor in rehab for Mountain Dew?
Yeah, Connor's on a bender right now from Mountain Dew. We have no idea where that dude is.
All right, let's see what people are saying here. I'm going to go all the way back to the bank. Somebody said birds aren't real. All right.
Got it.
Mikey, care to weigh in?
Some people. Fabricio Andre in the chat. Says Mikey versus Baby Shark at ADCC. All right, shout out to Fabricio. Okay. I don't know if that's really.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wrestling is all right. 77 is horrifying. Oh, yeah. Steve's right. Taza would be the lowest seed in 77. Nothing too much going in. Some guy named Jackson likes my sunglasses inside. Anybody, before we get out of here, got any questions for Mikey? Put them in the YouTube chat. I forgot how to get into the Discord. I got to figure that out. So.
And then you mentioned Beatriz Mosquita being in there. Of course, you got Bianca Basilio, Fionn Davis in there as well. Some good sized girls. Maissa is still going to be definitely giving up some weight, but she's so technical. Definitely could win that.
Absolutely.
And then over 60 kilograms, we also crowned a winner there from Dreamar. You want to give us a quick recap of her performance there, Mike?
Oh, Giovanna Yara. I mean, it seemed like she won it pretty easy. I don't know too much about her. I don't even know what belt she is. But, I mean, Dreamar's always sending out great competitors, obviously. They have Izaki already going. They have Giovanna going now. You would imagine Pato's going to get an invite. So there's going to be a Dreamar squad at ADCC. And, I mean, it'd be interesting. This division is sort of – you would imagine wide open. Gabby ran it for years, but Gabby's been sort of on a slide lately. Mm-hmm. And it'll be interesting what happens in this division. I think the two girls who beat Gabby and the Gi, Yara and Gabby Pisania, I don't know if they do know Gi. They didn't do either South American trial. So, yeah, I think that division is wide open. So who knows what's going to be.
Yep. And, Mike, you just got back from Dream Art too, right?
Yeah, I was there last week. I've been shooting so much cool stuff down here. I mean, I got too much cool footage right now between Pato and Dreamart and G and all this stuff that I don't know what to do with it. But yeah, I went to Dreamart. It was interesting. I mean, they got a hell of a program there, as we know. They got Very professionally run program. They have these cubby holes that the young guys are sleeping in. I think the black belts all get their own apartments. But I'm not going to lie, the cubby holes in the jiu-jitsu gym seem like a pretty cool way to live as a teenager.
Yeah,
What part of Sao
exactly.
Paulo is it in? Is it in Villa Olympia, like Alliance Sao Paulo?
It's not far from my life, but it's funny. It's a neighborhood called Brooklyn.
Oh, it didn't really.
Brooklin is the name of it. Brooklyn, São Paulo.
Holy crap. That's
That's not how you
awesome.
spell Brooklyn, but.
All right, we got. All right, first question from Mikey. Mikey, can you talk about training with Wiltsy?
Man, well, I got sick when I was there, so we just drilled a bunch. And Andrew's getting back into shape, but drilling with him, you die because he freaking does a billion reps on you. It's a lot of impact on your body, honestly. But Andrew's amazing. Like, he's so technical. He was helping me with finishing from the back, and I already feel like I leveled up a lot with like finishing from the back. So he's amazing. He's a smaller guy. So like you feel like he's like a light feather, like that size, but then he's freaking 190, 180. So he's so solid for his size, you know?
Here's a beast. All
And
right,
of
let's go
course
to
he's
another.
jumping in 77, Mikey, at ADCC West Coast Trials. What do you
I'm
think
so
he's going to do?
excited for that. He's
Yeah, of
gonna do
course, that's going
awesome.
to be a huge division. It's going to be like 100, 150, who knows, people in there. How do you think Andrew's chances are of winning that one?
I think he wins it. I think for sure he wins that division.
Oh, he's going to be, if he really gets down to 77, he's going to be a big problem there. His wrestling is really, really good, and his guard
He's
passing
good
obviously
all
is coming.
over.
Yeah, he's phenomenal all over. If he can get to 77, like he says he's going to, he is going to be a big, big problem for people in those trials.
100%.
Next question from Mikey. They want to know what your favorite wrestling technique is. Tombstone Piledriver?
Stone Cold Stunner.
I'm liking a lot of
Stone
the
Cold
Russian
Stunner.
stuff. I'm liking a lot of the Russian tie-up stuff.
Yeah, I
That's
mean,
how I got it.
that stuff's underutilized in jiu-jitsu. There's not a lot of people that do that 2-on-1 Russian, and it's a very good setup.
It's just less power, you know, like the blast double style. I don't feel like translates well for me because I'm not very powerful. You know, so and the people and something about wrestling, it kind of sucks is size matters way more in wrestling than jiu-jitsu, I feel. So I'm trying to make a game where like I don't really need that much power or strength, you know. So that style is doing really well for me.
I like
But
it. Can't
we'll
wait to see
see.
the 2-on-1 stuff you're working on. And
You
it does,
watch.
it's a way to negate athleticism a lot too. You see guys do that when they're going against somebody a lot faster than them. You get the 2-on-1, you can really slow somebody down.
Yeah, the Jordan Burroughs blast double from the outside style is not going to be good for me, even
So
though I want to do that.
we're only a couple weeks into wrestling, Mikey. You've already given up on being Blast Double Mikey?
No, I haven't got to that point yet. This is baby
Oh.
steps.
Can't wait. I can't wait for you to blast double everybody at ADCC.
Oh my
Right into a
God.
table. Mike, do you
Yep.
watch wrestling at all? Do you watch any international or college wrestling or anything?
I'm loving watching Thomas Gilman. I think he's so technical.
Really?
Yeah.
World
I think
champion.
maybe because he's a smaller guy, but
Gilman's a stud. World
and he's
champ.
a mean guy. He's mean as fuck, but he's
Yeah.
awesome. I love him.
Legendary Iowa wrestler, Thomas Gilman, of course. Check him out if you guys aren't hip.
All right, you guys want to get out of here? I'm exhausted, man. I swear I'll have more energy next week. We will have a lot
Hell
more
yeah.
to talk about next week. We're going to be announcing matches Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, so we'll have a few matches to talk about. Really looking forward to next week. But you guys good to go?
We're
Yeah, we're good
good.
to go.
Mikey,
All
any
right,
last
Mikey, thanks for
words?
calling in from your car. Reed,
Thank you
thanks for calling in.
guys.
I think we'll have the full crew back next week too, because everybody will be back from Italy.
Absolutely.
Yep, take
Tune in
care,
next
guys.
week, guys.
Mikey's leaving before the show's over. All right. All right. Take it easy, Reed. I'll talk to you later.
See you guys.
All right, bye.
Close.
Oh.